time to welcome back to the show. We've got Abby Kish in with us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
You are off and running with the Pathos Collective.
Yes.
For those who missed you last time you were on, bring us up to speed and tell us all about it.
Yeah. So at face value, Pathos Collective is a co-working space for women, but we are cracking the code on what high-performing women need to feel holistically supported. So whether you are a mom or balancing multiple jobs or trying to excel in your career, when you walk into this space, you have everything that you need to get mm-hmm. the support that you need. And the number one thing that high-performing women need is community. So we're building that community here in Baton Rouge.
What does that look like in real life? Once all dreams come to fruition, what does that look like in real life?
Absolutely. So there's going to be a combination of things depending on what each woman wants. We're going to have private offices, dedicated desks, collaborative spaces. So if you're an introvert, but you still, you know, occasionally like being around people, mm-hmm. you can have your private desk area. You can focus. You can get work done. We're also going to have collaborative spaces because I'm very extroverted. I like to be around people. I know, shocker.
Right?
Shocker.
Yeah.
I like to be around people and I like to process things externally. So I'll hang out in the collaborative space. We'll also have a lot of amenities like training, workshops, business development that pour into those resources and support that the women need.
All these things come together basically under one roof.
Yes.
You're pulling a lot of, it's coming in from a lot of different directions here.
It is.
So in order to build a community, it's going to take a community.
Yes, absolutely.
Where are we on that path?
We are doing an incredible job. Actually, straight from here, in 34 minutes, we are hosting a brunch at my home with 30 of the members that are already signed up for this community. Because even without a space, which I do have an update on that as well, mm-hmm. even without a space, we are dedicated to providing this support and community just like we committed to. So we're hosting regular events. We're getting women together. We're talking about what their issues are, how they need support. And we're just showing up for each other in different ways, even outside of four walls.
So last time you were on, you were talking about a lunch that was coming up.
Yes.
And I went, and that place was bursting at the seams.
Right. Did you have a seat? Did you get a seat?
No.
I'm so sorry.
Wait, what am I? I'm going to go to this thing for women in business and kick a woman out of her seat? No.
No.
I went ahead and called it a day.
Great.
I exited because you had been on the show already, so I was already up to speed on everything. I'm like, you know what? This is a success.
It was a success. Yeah. I mean, we had 75 seats. We mm-hmm. had over 80 people show up, and that is the second sold-out event that we've hosted.
Awesome.
And so it's just absolutely insane, the amount of excitement for both men and women, because everybody either is or knows a woman that has impacted their lives.
Sure. Yeah.
So everybody is affected by what we're doing, and to see the community come out with such excitement is amazing. Which is why we've put the third, I'm just going to go ahead and call it, sold out event on the calendar. It's not yet.
Okay.
But hopefully after this. I mean, that's how popular you are, right?
Yeah, count on that.
Pop up on the show and it's going to be sold out by the end of this.
That's how
Absolutely.
It works.
But we have opened it up to 100 seats this time.
Okay.
We are super excited because not only is Leslie Humphrey, a high-performing success coach, coming out from Florida to speak, we have also got Julio Malera as our featured speaker, and he's going to be sharing a lot of insights into what it looks like to pour into women professionally, because his sales team that he has cultivated at Malera Enterprises is mostly women. So he sees a unique value that women bring into the workplace.
This is coming up on January 30th, correct?
It is, yes.
Okay. Where is it?
It's at The Guru in Mid-City. They are a woman-owned venue, event center. It's amazing.
You're getting 100 seats in there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get 100 seats in there.
All right.
It's coffee, you know, so people are going to be sitting, walk around.
Sure.
It'll be a flex.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I get it. I get it.
But it's a woman-owned space, and they have always been so supportive of everything that we've done. Mm-hmm. And Sydney, the owner there, is just such a blessing. So we thought it would be a great place to be.
So it is. It is a wonderful space. It's right up the road, right up Government mm-hmm. Street, right by... circa 1857.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's like shares a parking lot.
Yes,
if
it does.
Not mistaken. So very, very convenient to downtown. Very, very convenient in Mid-City. Coming up on January 30th. Where could folks go if they want to register?
They can go to thepathoscollective.com, and under the events tab, it's the only event up there right now. So really easy. It's a $15 ticket that just covers the cost of the venue and your coffee. There's going to be a full open coffee bar, some breakfast items, amazing speakers. And from what you already said, not only so much excitement, but top-notch networking. We're going to fill that room with some really incredible people.
Well, so yeah, I did stick around for a little networking when I came to the last one. And yes. Then once it came time to sit down and eat, I'm like,
let's go.
Yeah. But it is the energy in the room is palpable, but it's also it's inviting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, there's no, like, nobody's territorial.
Yes.
Which I think is a really cool piece of this whole thing.
Yeah, and that's actually something specific that we set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
We asked a lot of questions of women and men of, what do you like about the networking events in Baton Rouge? What do you not like about them? And a topic that came up over and over again is that they can be pretty clicky.
Yeah.
They can be hard to walk into the room alone, not with anybody, and meet people mm-hmm. and know how to have conversations. And so that's something that I set out to do with all of my events is creating an inviting space.
You said you had an update on the...
I do, yes.
Go for it.
We were in the process of securing a long-term lease that did not go through.
Okay.
But the excitement has been so, like you said, palpable, and people have been wanting something to happen. So we just confirmed a lease on a temporary space.
Okay.
Which we are announcing the location at the breakfast.
Okay.
So, but it'll be open as early as February for women to come together. It won't be our long-term space, but it'll be incredible in the short term to create that community that we need.
Very cool stuff. So if you want to go to thepathoscollective.com, look under events. They got Coffee with Pathos listed there. January 30th, 7:30 to 9 a.m. She is Abby Kish. Thank you so much for a couple minutes this morning.
Thank you, Brian.